As of April 1, Jamaica Defense Force applicants will be recruited under the National Service Enlistment Program. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. The Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, has launched its National Service Enlistment Program, NSE, where 1,000 persons aged 18 to 23 years will be recruited for 1 year annually and trained in military, vocational, and broader life skills. The move forms part of efforts to improve the employability of young men and women and help develop their character.
In the past, someone would apply to the military, and if they meet the eligibility requirements and they join the force, they would be initially signed on to a 6-year period where they're serving in the JDF as regular force soldiers. Going forward, they will now mandatorily go through the National Service Enlistment Program.
Civil Military Cooperation Officer for the JDF, Major Basil Jarrett. After serving for 1 year, the recruits will be offered the opportunity to enlist in the JDF.
Once that person has completed the National Service Enlistment Training Period, he or she would then move on to join the JDF, if he or she so chooses, or some other arm of the government, such as the police or correctional services, the fire brigade, etc. And there is also the route for persons who want to go to the public sector. Having the NSE experience under their belt, we believe that they will be much more marketable and much more employable.
NSE recruits will undergo a modified version of the JDF's traditional basic military training program. They will also benefit from on-the-job training in various aspects of the JDF's operational units, as well as training in conflict resolution, communication, critical thinking and general life skills, and other areas.
The aim of the current recruiting drive is to satisfy two very important requirements. The first is to assist the JDF in increasing its numbers. Another very important reason behind the recruiting drive is to address the Prime Minister's vision to have young persons engaged in some sort of activity where they're either learning, earning, giving back, or saving.
The JDF's employment and engagement strategy is an aspect of the government's Learn, Earn, Give, and Save LEGS initiative. The program incorporates training, volunteerism, and saving. The LEGS program coincides with the government's policy framework, which dictates that all Jamaicans must be engaged in a meaningful, rewarding activity. The LEGS program coincides with the government's policy framework, which dictates that all Jamaicans must be engaged in a meaningful, rewarding activity.
The drive that is ongoing now is really intended to get the message out that the National Service Enlistment Program is now up and running, and that persons, whether or not they're interested in the JDF as a career, persons should look to the NSE as a movement towards improving their overall well-being.
Applications will be prioritized based on factors including the demand for particular backgrounds, skills, or strengths.
We want to target youth who are just coming out of the school system, youth who are still in the school system and are looking to exit very soon. And we also want to target persons who have exited the system and are currently unattached to any institution where they're learning, earning, giving back to society, or saving.
Persons interested in serving their country as part of the NSE may visit the JDF recruiting website at jointhejdf.com or the JDF Facebook page, or call the JDF recruiting office in Upper Camp at 832-6225, 811-5969, or 999-5608. Persons interested in serving their country as part of the NSE may visit the JDF recruiting website at jointhejdf.com or the JDF Facebook page, or call the JDF recruiting office in Upper Camp at 832-6225, 819-5969, or 999-5608. Interested persons may also visit the JDF bases in Mandeville, Montego Bay, and Port Maria. The respective assigned representatives can be reached at the following numbers: 818-1768 for the Foster Barracks in Mandeville, Manchester; 997-7281 for the Burke Barracks in Montego Bay, St. James; and 819-9127 for the Whitehorn Barracks in Port Maria, St. Mary.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.